So who's been infected with a demon mind? Well, let's break it down. Your culture is demonic. Doesn't matter which culture you're in, they all... they all are of the world, the flesh, and pro-life. Your bloodline has got demonic people in it. The world, the flesh, pro-life. So you're surrounded by it. Doesn't matter what country you go to. Doesn't matter what city, what state, what job, what church. It don't matter. Surrounded by it. You know, you might say, well, what about the churches? Well, why are the churches legalistic? Why do they say faith plus works? Why do they say faith plus tradition? Or faith plus emotionalism? Why do they say faith plus anything? Because they're of the world. So everybody's been infected from birth. What's scary is the ones who are raised in church and don't know they're infected because they were raised in church and they think they don't have the mindset of the world, the flesh, pro-life. They think they're above it because they were raised. But the Bible says you're all born in sin. And you know, to renew your mind and transform. See, this is dangerous. People who were raised in church and going to ministry of some kind, mission field, whatever, ministry, teach, whatever, and they can't see their own junk, it's kind of dangerous. It's kind of dangerous. Because they're sitting there thinking they're okay when everything out of their mouth is like the world. The football, the basketball, the news, the media, the music, the TV, the education, the colleges, everything in their culture is of the world, but they think they're okay. If you really do a deep study on all the different industries, you'll see that they're all corrupt, from medical to education to all of it. It's all corrupt. It's all corrupt. So everybody is infected from birth. So how do you renew your mind? How do you get out of that infection, that demonic infection? You study the Word. You renew your mind. You think on the archetypes. You think about what God takes care of you. God is in control. It's not in a man's way to direct his own steps. People talk about free will. You know, Does man have free will? That's a big thing right now online. The Bible says it's not in a man's ways to direct his own steps. He's the potter, you're the clay. If the potter is the potter and the clay is the clay, does that mean you have free will? You have limited free will. Have limited free will. I'm starting to believe that some of the really rich people, the reason God allowed them to get rich is because they rejected him and he's letting them play down here because this is all they got. Because when they can play around down here because they ain't got nothing in the eternal. It's all temporal. So he's letting them enjoy themselves down here, but at the great white throne judgment, not the Bema seat. At the great white throne judgment, the unsaved are judged. At the Bema seat, the saved. So at the great white throne judgment, the unsaved will have no excuse. So I gave you every opportunity. I gave you every opportunity. Limited free will. What's going to be funny is at the when everything is judged, everything comes to the completion. People who thought this about you or said this or this, they're gonna find out. God looks on the heart, and most stuff they came up with was all lies anyway. But their preconceived ideas, their thoughts, their whatever they thought about you was all malarkey. And the only reason they probably attacked you and persecuted you and gang-stalked you is because they're guilty of hating their creator, you know, deep down. If they hate their creator, they're going to hate anybody that points back to him. Anyway, I think I've said enough. But my point of this is, how do you renew your mind? You start to program yourself to think like the scripture. If you say, Lord, I want to know the full truth. I want the full on truth. I want the whole truth. I want it all. He's gonna show up on the scene and give it to you. But you're gonna have to do some work to get the fundamentals. In other words, you can't see the whole pie if you've never studied the pieces. And if you study a lot of the pieces, I heard somebody say it in a nice way or a good way that was like, wow, that's perfect. Let's say you were going to be a mathematician, right? You had to study algebra and trig and calculus and differential equations. You'd have to study all these different topics, right? Matrices. And then all of a sudden, everything tied together. It's like, you say, oh, there's the common thread in all of it. And so that's what happens when you study the word. You find some common threads, the flesh versus the spirit everywhere. And so the flesh versus the spirit is on every page, in every letter, every symbol, everything that you look at is flesh versus spirit, because it's man trying to be his own God. But the cross is also being preached everywhere, that you got to go through that cross by faith. Man cannot get back to God without that. And so everywhere you look in this society, this reality, this nation, any nation, you're going to see the cross everywhere. Crosswalk, cross the street, cross your arm, cross your finger, cross your mind. You're going to see the cross every time you speak or think or look anywhere. You're going to see the cross. It's always about the cross. You can't function without the cross. I knew somebody, she could really decode like crazy this reality. And so I studied her for many years, 4 or 5 years, and I was studying how she did it. And then all of a sudden, a light came on. I said, oh, that's how she does it. I realized how she did it. And the way she did it is she would cross things over. Like she would take two words and cross them over each other, and she would see something deep. Or she would take two symbols, or anything she would do, she had to cross it over something else. And I said, that's it. It's all connected, and it all is crosswise, crossword puzzle, right? Cross and the word, that's the puzzle. The cross and the word, that is the ultimate puzzle. That's why it's black, white, and red on the crossword puzzle on the newspaper. So the black, white, and red is the blood of his cross. And so when you look at a crossword puzzle, you'll see the black and white checkerboard, right? And then you'll see red. They might give you one word that's in red or something. But she would cross everything over, and she was able to see deep into the reality by doing that. And it might have been fire and ice, you know? Cross over fire and ice and see what you come up with, you know, in whatever metaphorical, allegorical way. you're going to see, eventually, you're going to see the flesh versus the spirit. Fire and ice. Fire and ice. Heat up and melt. Heat up and melt. Heat up and melt. What's that? That's the sine wave. And the sine wave is the snake on a pole, because when you rotate it 90 degrees, you got a snake on a pole, or if you rotate it back, you see the sine wave with the cross, horizontal cross instead of vertical cross. So the snake on the pole is everywhere you look. The snake on the pole is on the dollar bill. The snake on the pole is on the ambulance. The snake on the pole is at the doctor's office, and you see a cross. Railroad crossing. Cross over to the other side. Crisscross. Crux. The crux of the matter is the cross, because the word crux actually means cross. So the crux of the matter is the cross, is saying the cross of the matter is the cross. The crux of the matter is the cross, because the word crux means cross. Crisscross. Cross over. Cross your mind. Cross the street. Cross with your neighbor. Cross eyes. Try to live without the cross. You can find a, you know how you find a witch? Now you can see a witch, because the witch will not put the cross on any of her clothing, on her bedspread. They will do these little weird symbols because they don't want to point back to the cross. So they'll try to make a symbol that is not the cross. Their patterns on their shirts, their pants, their bedspread, their sheets, or whatever, they will try to create a pattern that is not the cross, a crisscross, a X, a T, or anything. But the sad part is, even when they create patterns, the word pattern goes back to Pa, God the Father, because Jesus is the Father. When you see Jesus, you've seen the Father, the Godhead bodily, in bodily form. So anytime you create a pattern, even if it is on a blanket and the witch is trying to avoid the cross, she still has to create a pattern, which goes back to the Pa, God the Father. Witches hate men. Witches think that the reason there's... the reason that witches hate men goes back to Genesis, but they think that men are the reason for all wars. But the reason for all wars goes back to Eve. Remember Eve? Because Eve fell. Because Eve fell. Mankind fell.